A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the commentaries I looked at in preparing this reflection had a heading for this short selection from Matthew's Gospel that reads, "The Identity of Jesus." That word, identity, is heard a lot these days. Self-identity, group identity, even identity theft. Common parlance in this electronic age of passwords, social security numbers, credit card numbers, and the like. We can check out a person's identity through her profile on Facebook, or we can simply Google his name on our computer and come up with lots of information about the person. All of this, of course, is fairly superficial knowing about someone. A far cry from Peter's identification of Jesus. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Or even of Jesus' identification of Peter. You are Peter, the rock on which I will build my church. Here we plunge into the depths of mystery, some of which biblical interpretation opens up to us, some of which remains beyond our understanding, all of which, through prayer and contemplation, can lead us to personal engagement with the very living God referenced by Peter. Here is a place in Scripture where the intimate knowledge of Jesus uttered by Peter gives all of us pause. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. We find ourselves enveloped in that response, filled with the wonder of such sacred mystery. And we wonder, too, about what might be our own response to Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" Are not our hearts burning within us, to use the familiar image from Luke's account of on the road to Emmaus, as we hear Peter and experience a profound desire, a longing to know Jesus so clearly? Jesus blesses Peter for the truth and clarity of his response, noting that he could not have come to this knowledge by merely human means, but rather only by a revelation from God's very self. That Peter stood open to this revelation is noteworthy. This is the same Peter who denies Jesus three times, who is absent from the cross, who falls asleep in the garden, who is fearful in the storm, the very human Peter. In spite of all his faults, somehow there is in him a heart-centered knowing of Jesus that transcends all his weakness and makes him strong and durable and loving enough to be the foundation rock for Christ's church. Sometimes we may find ourselves more inclined toward psychological exploration than spiritual revelation when pondering questions of identity. Recently, I happened upon a rerun on TV of an old episode from that once very popular Cosby Show. In it, Dr. Huxtable, that is Bill Cosby, is interviewing a 19-year-old would-be boyfriend of one of his teenage daughters. Cosby asks, do you have a job? The young man responds, well, no, not right now. You see, I feel I need to find some time to find myself. The look on Cosby's face, of course, registered very clearly his feelings regarding that comment, and it was very funny. Finding ourselves, coming to know who we really are, does indeed involve some psychological exploration. But I think the scripture readings for today point us rather in the direction of deep listening for God's revelation to us. If we can allow our own spirit to come to rest in the deepest part of ourselves, there we will hear God's word and over time the revelation of both who God is and who we are. We will find there at least glimmers of our authentic response to the question of Jesus, who do you say that I am? And perhaps we can also ask of him the question, who do you say that I am? Excuse me. To continue to probe the mystery of the church's one foundation, the Christ, the Son of the living God, requires a certain amount of courage. Such probing can take us to unforeseen depths. It opens up the whole universe to us for contemplative exploration. In an interview with Charlie Rose, James Cameron, the filmmaker, who will soon release a documentary about his descent into the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean near the Mariana Islands, says that at that bottom point, he feels thoroughly present, and the mystic in me takes over. The passage from Romans in today's liturgy reminds us that the mystery at the center of both Jesus' action and Peter's position is unscrutable and unsearchable. Our meditation, our probing, will lead us into a deeper realization of our bond of union with Jesus in a church founded on the rock of Peter and sustained by the promise of Jesus in today's passage from Matthew, the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. In this union lies our call to active participation in that church and our call to challenge and grow in our communal life in Christ. With Romans, we exclaim, oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. To God be glory forever. Amen.